Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Some parts of the state haven't received much precipitation this fall, but Nebraska Extension Assistant Meteorologist Eric Hunt says the latest forecast might indicate wetter conditions are coming.
Lately, the entire state's been relatively dry. Actually, a good portion of the state has not received measurable precipitation here so far in November, as of November 16th. And I think the places where they've received the most precipitation in the last two or three weeks, I mean, it's a total of, at best, 3 to 4 tenths of an inch. Prior to late October, though, the central, north central, northeastern, and northwestern portions of the state actually did receive some significant precipitation. So we have actually seen some significant improvement in the drought conditions across a good portion of the state in the last couple of months. Now, where that has not been the case is southeastern and east central Nebraska. We've either seen conditions remain in the same drought condition they were in, so a lot of cases there's still a lot of exceptional extreme drought in parts of east central and southeastern Nebraska. As you get toward that far southeastern corner, they were in a lot better shape this year for the most part than the, you know, areas just to the west or to the northwest. In the last 2 months, so last 2.5 months, that area has really been dry. So Falls City, for example, had as dry as September on record. It was dry in October, and they've had, I think they've yet to have any measurable precipitation so far in November. So you've seen that area degrade in the last month or so. So not right now, the drought monitor, that area is back in drought. There's still just maybe one little pocket of abnormal dryness in that area. The areas where we've been hardest hit this year, so Hamilton County, York County, Seward County, Polk, Butler County, Thayer County, you know, forgive me if I forgot your, didn't name your county, but you know, if you've had a really bad year, you know it. Those places in general south of Platte have not had adequate moisture to meaningfully improve drought conditions or even to a large extent even meaningfully improve soil moisture conditions. North of the Platte, that's a different story. We have seen decent recharge, at least in the top foot and a half of the profile, especially once you get closer to Norfolk and points west. So, I mean, I think a large portion of the state is in a lot better shape than they were in a year ago. But again, that's definitely not true for everybody. Sure. So actually, the CPC just released an updated winter forecast. And if there's some good news in it, it's actually that it was showing a better chance of wetter than average conditions for more of the state of Nebraska, including the portions of the state that are right now currently the worst in drought. So that's good. That's good news. And I think what they're probably picking up on is that there is an increased chance of having a stronger subtropical jet stream with El Nino, with the expectation that you'll have at least some storms that would be moving into the western Corn Belt and central plains that would give us some, you know, adequate moisture and potentially some adequate snows. Hopefully early this next week we see at least some precipitation. That's a lot of places haven't seen much lately. I think the wild card, though, is what happens with the polar jet stream. Typically in El Nino, you have a little bit more northerly shift in the polar jet stream, and it tends to, you know, maybe dip a little bit down over the, you know, northeastern part of the U.S. So we tend to not have as many cold days. You know, that's not a guarantee. There's are a couple of factors that could lead to, you know, weakening of the polar vortex, which could lead to some, you know, potential cold outbreaks, even though we should overall have a mild winter. Or if we have sea surface temperatures in parts of the Pacific that dried the polar jet stream in a way that would actually maybe, you know, align with a subtropical jet stream that could produce some major, you know, storms in the central U.S. Again, that's not necessarily what I is expecting to happen, but it is a possibility that maybe isn't going to be reflected in some of these official forecasts. So my best advice is just to, you know, as always, stay, you know, on top of the local forecasts. If you start seeing chances for heavy snow or high winds or heavy rains 5-6 days out, I would start taking that seriously, because the models are now capable of starting to pick up on some of those things about a week in advance.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.